Happy Holiday. We are studying from the Passover book, page 294 in the Hebrew book. We are in Rabash's third volume in the article, The First Innovation. There is no English text for most of these. All innovations begin only after a person is rewarded with coming out of self-reception. And this is the matter that is forbidden to teach the Torah to the idol worshippers. Because at the time that a person is in Egypt, he cannot be a Jew, because he is enslaved to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And at the time that he is the servant of Pharaoh, he cannot be the servant of the Creator. This is the matter of, for the people of Israel are mine. They are my servants, and not a servant, two servants. Because at the time that a person works for himself, he cannot be the servant of the Creator. Because you cannot serve two kings at once. And only after a person comes out of Egypt, that is, out of self-reception, then he can be the servant of the Creator. And then he is capable of meriting the Torah. It comes out of it that the first innovation is the exodus from Egypt.
It says, I've created the evil inclination. I've created Torah's spice for it. The Torah, as we're told, is the entire method, the technique of how to come out of self-love, from where a person is locked inside himself without feeling anything aside of himself, aside from himself, and through the correct kinds of actions, he draws the reforming light, and he rises from merely looking inside himself. He makes this transition, inversion in thought, intention, desire, from inside outwards. And then he starts seeing the truth. He starts seeing the world, that which truly exists outside of him. Psychologically, he really opens up his eyes, as the Zohar says, that the eyes of all people are aimed inwards, are turned inwards. And then he starts seeing the true world, the true actions. And from that point and on, he begins seeing and correctly judging. And therefore, this inversion, the rising up above himself, is called birth. Spiritual birth, or coming out of Egypt, the exodus from Egypt. And therefore, the Rabash, he calls it the first innovation. Whoever is before that very first innovation is called the nations of the world, doesn't matter how you call them. He is unfit for connection, therefore not called a Jew, therefore cannot aim himself at the purpose of creation, therefore is not called Yeshar Kel, meaning Israel, aims straight at the Creator, and so on. This point is the most important point, and the Exodus from Egypt, the Passover, it symbolizes this state. Okay? If there are any questions, please go ahead. You can ask on the way. Freely. If you don't, then let's continue.
Going over to page 293, the matter of the first of the month. Again, there are no English texts for these. The matter of the first of the month. This month, that is Nisan, is the head of the months. The matter of Chodesh, month, is the aspect of Chidush, innovation. And the matter of Rosh, head, means beginning. And the first beginning is in that the Creator brought us out of Egypt, because this thing is above nature, and a person cannot go except within nature. And only the Creator can perform deeds which are not the way that nature is. And since man was created with a nature that he will have a will to receive only for himself, therefore he is incapable of performing deeds that are on the way of bestow. And since only that is demanded from a man in this world, that his intention will be only to bestow. Therefore, when a person begins the work, then he sees that it's not within his hand. However, it is demanded of a man to ask of the Creator that he will help him so that he'll be able to walk on the paths of bestow. However, a man has to believe that the Creator hears the prayer of every mouth. Hence, the person is obligated to believe that the Creator has brought us out of the land of Egypt, that is, out of the will to receive for oneself. And to the extent that one has faith in that, to the same extent he is capable of asking from the Creator that he too will get that gift, that he will bring him out of the land of Egypt. Only then, that is when he prays from within the walls of his heart, then the Creator brings him out of the land of Egypt. Hence, this is the head, the Rosh, of the months. Because before we come out of Egypt, we cannot be rewarded with any innovation of the Torah.
It's also the same direction as the first article. Questions? Yes.
When a person comes out above his will to receive the Exodus from Egypt, as it says here, what ability does he acquire when working with his will to receive? What does it sum up to? What's the bottom line in the end?
Adam sheyotze, a person that comes out above the will to receive, he's in the will to receive, but he's not taking into account anything from which the will to receive demands of him. We don't get rid of the will to receive. We can't. This is something that we can't come to. And also, how is it possible? That's the matter of creation altogether. Therefore, what happens is that we are in a state where, even though that there are many complaints and many confusions and many demands from the side of our desire, our ego, a person rises up above that. That means that he comes out. He doesn't escape and already become free, like suppose you rise above Earth and then you don't feel gravity anymore. But gravity, it works, and it grows ever stronger. And atop that, you develop the strength to be above reason. Otherwise, how will you be above reason if reason doesn't rise and grow all the time? It grows, and you overcome it. Therefore, what we have to understand is that the first innovation, or the coming out, or the beginning of the month, really the exodus from Egypt is the very first time that a person rises above his ego, and therefore it's an extremely important action. It's like a birth in the life of a person. But afterwards, we nonetheless develop with reason and all the complaints and all the problems, and we have to try and be above them. That's what the advancement's all about. Only that the very first time that we can disconnect from the complaints, from the ego, and not to be gathered within ourselves, this is birth. This is coming out of Egypt.
The
That's special.
So I wanted to know, there's like a baby who's crying and his desire is empty or full, the parents look at him and he is as if staying put. So when we rise above the will to receive, then what are we? What quality do we acquire?
We don't disregard. We get the strength that despite all the complaints and problems to be above them. They don't disappear. We're thinking that in the meantime, I'm going free. I'm going free because the strength to stand above the complaints and problems and confusions brought to me by the will to receive, that I have the strength to resist it, that I have a greater strength to resist it than what the desire awakens in me, that I have learned how to ask of the Creator to give me the strength to stand above the ego. That's called faith above reason.
What do I then see if I suddenly am not immersed in all this whirlpool that I'm in?
What you'll see, you'll see.
Ken.
Yes.
We read in the previous article that at the time that one serves himself, he cannot see be the servant of the Creator.
Of course, it's one of the two. Can be any other way, because he has a different perception of reality. Either he sees the whole of reality, that it's for him, in his favor, for his benefit, according to what he's used to, the way he's built, according to his pharaoh, according to his ego. Then the complete picture, it's depicted in colors and in a way that, as opposed to when he comes out of it and he starts seeing the world through the force of the Creator, meaning the force of bestowal, it's a completely opposite picture. It's a picture that it's not just what's good is good and what's bad is bad, but it's multifaceted, like we see the world. But it's a complete inversion, and one is built atop the other. Therefore, a person, he can't come out onto a new perception of reality unless he did not correct and go through all of his desires one by one, the desires he had in order to receive, because otherwise he'll be lacking parts of the picture that he perceives. That's impossible. Therefore, you have to be in the Egyptian exile for 400 years, meaning all the phases.
So what changes? Because in the end, the one who will become the servant of the Creator is that person, not somebody else.
No, that's no longer a human being, an Adam. He was a beast, now he's an Adam.
So what changes?
That now he has faith above reason. How can you explain that? Let's read letter 32 by Rabash. Where is it? It's in the same booklet of Passover, page 257. Very well.
We're reading